What's up, B?
Hi!
Yes, Sinjay! What's up, Yev?
Hey!
Nope, can't hear you.
Just gotta speak into the microphone. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, take the covering off of that.
Oh my God.
Go
you
raw.
Can leave that. You can, and you can pull it towards you a little bit if you want to. As you, take that thing off the end and pull it towards you a little. And then, wait, I forgot. Al!
Hi!
What's up, Al?
Hey!
Louder into that mic now.
Hello.
That's how we can hear you. Yeah.
Folks, we slathered ourselves in olive oil. We're wearing bathrobes. We're lit by candlelight. In a way that doesn't violate fire safety code. We have a special sensual show for you tonight, slash this afternoon, evening, whatever. We're really looking forward to sharing all these bits and pieces with you. We've been compiling them for some time. Most of our material comes to us from beach hobos who feel inspired by a shell they picked up and scream about it to the sky. We keep our ears out for that sort of idea. You're about to listen to one such beach hobo inspiration. This one goes out to Prince Earl the Beach Hobo.
Put your headband on. Stop. Stop. You're gonna end up in the cellar.
I'm writing you out of my will.
Weird people.
Put your plan on. Rolling through the flower.
I'm riding you out of my hump drive.
I'm riding you into the company charter.
Beep, beep, bidip, beep, beep.
That's the sound of you being installed into our show.
You are listening to the Weird People Show, and I'm your incredulous host, Kid Typo, and I'm in the out or the out the in. I'm down with you and up the down. Down this street is where you'll find me in the alley on the chocolate side, okay? Because that is the Weird People Show, and we are the Weird People. And you know something? I forgot to introduce somebody. His name's Moxie Mike. What's up, Mike?
Oh, hello, everybody. It's Moxie Mike. It's very nice to be here. Thank you. I'm just happy to be here.
He's Moxie Mike. Do what he likes. He's Moxie Mike. Do what he like. He's Moxie Mike. He do it. I'm Kid Typo, ladies and gentlemen. It is really great to be here on the Weird People Show, where we're out the in and in the out, and we're backwards and
seeing. All right, wind him up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kid Typo.
Guys, who's at the door?
Someone's there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Ellen!
Oh,
Ellen!
My God! He's so mediocre!
All right.
You're sufficient, Ellen!
Every
yes.
week, oh
we
my gosh.
You adequate!
You get the job done!
Oh, these words of information just make me feel so middle of the road. Well, I'm happy to be here. It's Alan, everybody, and that could only mean one thing. If my assistant here could hand me the copy, it must be time for the 13 o'clock news.
He's a nice guy, and he reads the news. It's Alan!
That's me. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the 13 o'clock news. We apologize for leaving you in the dark these past few weeks. Our writer, was briefly kidnapped and sent to the world between the gaps. But she has since been returned by our trusty mailman, Doug. So all is well once more. Welcome back, our writer. Happens to the best of us. Anyway, let's get to today's headline, shall we? As I'm sure most of you know, there will be a solar eclipse happening tomorrow afternoon, starting at 2:16 p.m. in New Hampshire and reaching the complete coverage at 3:27 p.m. This will be the first total eclipse New Hampshire has seen in quite some time. Because of this, many youngsters, some of them spun, in our state have not had the chance to learn the rituals that must be done during the eclipse in order to maintain peace and balance in the universe. But don't worry, citizens. We at the 13 o'clock news have composed a short list of do's and don'ts for everyone to remember in order to assure that the eclipse goes well. Please do your best to heed the advice as follows, for the consequences could be dire. Do: wear eclipse glasses while viewing the eclipse. Do: bang pots, pans, drums, and any other loud percussive objects as hard as possible in order to scare away the dragons trying to eat the sun. Do: sacrifice the family virgin in order to keep the moon and stars from finally winning their ages-long battle against the sun and plunging the world into eternal darkness. Do: throw a coup against whatever leader is currently in charge. The swallowing of the sun is often a sign of God's disapproval over a certain king. Do: find a good tree trunk to hide in, for Ragnarok is coming soon. Don'ts: don't look directly at the eclipse with no eye protection. The horrors you may witness could blind you for life. Don't shake your fist at the sun for disappearing. That's basically just asking for trouble.
Don't
attempt to lie about your virginity to avoid execution. Toughen up and take one for the team.
Don't.
Do not panic. Even if whatever deity is trying to eat the sun this time succeeds, they will cough it back up soon enough. After all, the sun is known to cause lots of indigestion. And that's our list of do's and don'ts for this solar eclipse. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, this is Alan with the 13 o'clock news.
He's a nice guy and he reads the news. It's Alan.
That's me.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was our news, and we're going to have to get our security guard to get the big fans out of the room. Please.
I will have no mercy. I will not have nightmares over what I do to you. I will enjoy it. Back away, scum.
Okay, thank you for that, Mr. our security man, Al.
You're welcome, brother.
How's it going, man? So, I haven't seen you in a while. Have you been on vacation, or?
Yeah, I was out there gathering raccoons. I like to try and cut down on food costs during the fan season when we have Alan come by, because I burn a lot of calories, what caving skulls, hurling people through windows, the fourth defenestration of Prague, you know how it is.
Absolutely,
so I need to have a lot of rodent meat on hand.
When you were clearing those people out just now, I noticed you were using some techniques that you had maybe recently picked up. Have you been receiving extra coaching lately?
So I've been going to the local park, and I've been throwing bread for the turtles, and I got them used to too much bread, so a lot of them would come, and then I suddenly cut the supply. And the reason why I did this is I wanted to see turtle combat up close.
Wow.
When you're fighting somebody as a turtle, you have this giant shell around you that's very similar
to... Did someone say turtle combat? That's my favorite video game!
God, Sapphire.
Sapphire.
Hey, okay, you guys, I was playing this video game with my friend Chad. It's called Turtle Combat.
Sapphire... I don't mean to sound rude, but I will send you to the gaps between. I've been there before now, and I know a guy who can get you there.
Oh, I heard about those.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, this is for you.
Thank you.
This is for you. This is for you. Just dealing off the bottom of the deck, baby.
Hello, folks. The cards are dealt, the hands are set, the chance is an illusion, and you're about... to play the game.
Lives will be changed.
Welcome to Advertising Roulette. You never know what products, what jingles, what slogans you're about to hear. Are you ready for it to begin? Can you even know what that means?
That means it's time for some special guests, special announcements from our sponsor, Leschels. Our specials. No, our sponsors. That sponsor, in fact, we only have one sponsor, and it's Rocket Co. And Rocket one subsidiary Co. of that is an organization that we hold very dear to our heart. It's called Meredith Sour Pickles, because Meredith Sour Pickles are so sour, they're downright unpleasant. Yes, our friends down at Meredith Sour Pickles use the choicest unripe limes, pure citric acid, and the bitterest of feelings to make these unbearably sour pickles. So next time you visit your local grocer, won't you inquire about Meredith's Sour Pickles? Meredith's Sour Pickles. If you try them, you won't try them again. Meredith's Sour Pickles.
Mm-hmm. Aging happens to everyone. It's okay to talk about it. Have you ever noticed that when you're burrowing through the earth, maybe your claws don't quite move quite as much ground as they used to? The soil doesn't fly out in clumps like it might have when you were young? Are you a rodent who's starting to get a little long in the tooth? Well, worry no more. Consider steel-taloned booties. Yes, with steel-taloned booties, you can tunnel your way through golf course topsoil, just like when you were a sprightly little weasel on your way to steal chickens, squabs, plumbuses, and other bird-like creatures. Steel-toed booties. An accidental byproduct of Rocket Co.'s war-related R&D department.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket
Co. Mm. You all know who it is.
Chad!
Hey, this is a little bit out of my usual range, but I need the money wherever I can get it so I can go buy drugs. Are you lonely on dark and stormy nights? Do you wish your doors and windows would have startling slams more often? Hoping for a reliable presence in your life? Me too, but my dad left me. Here at Rocket Co., we sustainably farm friendly spirits that can make any house feel like a happy haunted home.
I'm spooky!
The phantoms we collect have unfinished business, not being your house guest for eternity. Hey, buttumps! With a monthly subscription to our services, ghosts will rearrange your furniture, rattle your bedroom windows, scream in the middle of the night, leave trails of swine blood, bring dead animals to your doorstep, randomly activate all your kitchen appliances, take batteries out of your smoke alarms, distance you from your family, interrupt your ad time, and more. Because are you actually seeing the paranormal, or are you just feeling lonely? Ghostful by Rocket Co.
Rocket.
I'm so lonely.
Fish swim in ponds. Big fish and little ones. Small fish and big ones. Big fish in big ponds. Little fish in little ponds. Everyone swimming around together. The big fish are important. They eat the less important little fish. If nobody ate the little fish, there'd be too many little fish. If there are too many little fish, they would eat up all the essential plants. If they ate all the plants, every fish in the pond would suffocate and die. The pond would end up in a smelly mud hole with nothing but swarming mosquitoes and copious deadly bacteria. Rocket Co. Predatory because we care.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Cow.
And by the Lawn Darts Commission to bring back lawn darts. Remember lawn darts? In days past, nothing brought the family together like a spirited game of lawn darts. Let's see if you, Jimmy, can beat Dad in this game.
How's this one, Dad?
Wow, great shot, Jim. But how about this one? Hold on while I finish off this pitcher of gin and tonic. Okay, boy, check this out. Ha!
Yep. Wow, nice dodging, Fido.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yes, lawn darts. The classic pastime for free Americans. Would you contact your local congressman today? Parody, parody, parody.
Brought to you by Rocket Co. Is your father proud of you? I know. Neither is mine. I was worried about this until I did some research and discovered that nobody's father is proud of them. That's why I downloaded Proud Papa. It's the new app from Rocket Co. All I had to do was download the free app, upload every available photo of my dad, share just a few personal details and numbers, accept Rocket Co.'s generous terms and conditions, and presto! Proud Papa produced a deep fake of my father even my mother could love. Preloaded with such gratifying phrases as, "Tell me more." I didn't know that. And of course the classic, "I'm proud of you." Proud Papa is sure to deliver the paternal approval that you've been craving. Download Proud Papa today.
Proud Papa will not make your papa proud.
Say that 5 times fast.
Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud.
Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud Papa will not make your papa proud. Proud
tyranny for the people living within it, or was it the simple fusion of historical processes such as they played out before? The simple continuation of interest rubbing against interest, power touching power, melding, fusing, folding within all the different factors and components forming a shimmering mosaic, each one desperate to upset the equilibrium to its own end. Is that it? Is that Rocket Co? Is that not the essence of Rocket Co? Rocket Co! I say
Rocket Co!
Rocket Cow.
Okay, that was a nice little interlude, interim, ephemeral interim interlude, intra-camp game, you might say. And we are now going to move on to some of our plays, our series, our scenes, our bread de butter, as they put it across the channel. Okay, so what this is called is Lover's Guide to the Unspeakably Eldritch.
Yeah.
Episode 8.
So there's a moment of technical difficulty. It is an American tradition.
That is because this show is run by idiots. Idiot number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and guest idiots number 7 and 8.
I dream of return to Paris.
You don't want to know what happened to Idiot 6.
It's the Confederacy of Dances, huh?
Idiot 6 went into hiding after Idiot 7, 8, 9.
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And now, without further ado...
Make sure to twist your heel when you grind the flour down.
You requested my presence, Your Eminence.
Enough of the bootlicking, monster.
My apologies. Whatever is the purpose of this call?
Do you remember that little beast you went to imp school with? I believe it had orange eyes.
Unfortunately, I remember the beast all too well.
It hasn't submitted its haunting reports for the last 3 weeks. You and I both know that little imp has always been flaky, but this kind of slacking off is unprecedented.
It certainly is.
And if I didn't know any better, I would say that they're up to something.
You would.
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I shouldn't. Not without any evidence, at least. Right?
I'm guessing that's where I come in.
You're clever for a low life form. Check in on the beast for me. Whatever the reason they're not doing their job is, find it, and then report back to me. And remember, I'm not the one who's accusing the beast of keeping secrets. But when you do find out what's going on, I want to know everything in excruciating detail.
Of course, Master. As you wish.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the job done right, you simply do it yourself. Now... where's the beast off to tonight? Surely if they're going to Earth off the clock, they must have a reason. They've been acting weird ever since their first assignment. That gives me an idea.
Alpha Adme de Mundo Orbis Reflexonim Potentiae De Speculis Lamia Damihi Sapientinium Tuam et Viriam Quid Sit Prohibitum.
Oh, I knew it, yes. But why would the beast return to that dinky little cottage?
Clementine, I'm so glad you came. I hope traveling in the rain wasn't too difficult.
Now, I don't like this whole situation one bit, but things get crazy enough the last time I messed with the fragile curtain between our worlds, so for now I'm just going to watch things unfold as a narrator. Coincidentally, it is a dark and stormy night in both hell and earth. The main difference is that while the demons in hell are taking this opportunity to play and frolic in the punji pits, Ramona and Clementine are cooped up together in a cottage, sitting under a thick blanket, what to keep warm.
Beautiful weather tonight.
Well, I'm inclined to agree, as long as we can stay here together.
As usual, nothing important is happening.
Ring, 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 ring.
Okay, I got that.
Ring.
Sorry, that's just me. One second, sweetie. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this?
Hello.
Oh, I'm so sorry, but I believe you have the wrong number.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Hey, there's no need to be like that. It's a common mistake, after all. My cousin does it all the time. Sir, I don't know anyone by that name.
Who is it?
Oh, just some guy with a real grumbly voice named Al. He refuses to believe he has the wrong number, but I've never met this man in my life.
Can I see the phone, please?
What are you gonna do?
Just talk.
Oh, all right then, but be careful. He might be one of those phone scammers.
Yeah, we have those in hell, too. They're called people. Hello?
Hey, Beast, it's me, your neighbor. Hey, although I don't feel like much like my neighbor anymore on account of you never around.
Oh, hi, Al. What do you want?
Nothing much, just inviting you to a party.
A party? But we don't throw parties.
Oh, hell forbid anything happens around here without your permission, Highness. Look, it's not a big deal. We heard you got some new partner, and we figured you host a party to meet the broad. You know, can't help it if we're curious to see what kind of catch you brought home dragged in from the rain, you know?
Right. I'm not sure that's such a good idea, Al.
What do you mean? You managed to get yourself a tempter or something? Look, it's not a big deal or anything. Monster just heard you seeing someone. And you know how it is. Boss got to approve any couples before you guys get too far and all that. Okay, make sure your carnal desires aren't getting in the way of your job. You know this.
How did Monster find out about this?
I don't know. How do they find out anything? The dude's got psychopathic levels of investigation skills. That's how come they got so high up the corporate ladder. But they know our pal before anything else. I'm sure you and your partner will be approved. Don't worry. No questions asked. I mean, clearly you managed to get an impressive mate if they're high enough to get a cell phone.
Sure. Okay. I'll see you soon. I'll be there.
All right, see ya. Boop, boop.
What's going on? You seem anxious.
I am a little anxious. Sorry, I dropped the salt. You remember that one demon I told you about? His name's Monster.
Your really mean friend from school? Oh, yeah, they sound awful.
Monster found out I'm in a relationship.
Oh.
Don't worry. They don't know it's you. We'd already be dead if they did.
That's a relief, I guess. So what was all that talk about a party?
Oh, my neighbors are having a party. So Monster can meet my partner and decide if they're good enough to be approved.
Approved?
Until a few thousand years ago, Satan banned relationships between demons. They said it got in the way of work. Then a small revolt happened. Nothing huge, really. The Antichrist only got disemboweled a few times. But after it happened, Satan agreed to let people date, as long as the couple got approval from the court.
Oh, so Monster wants to make sure your partner won't distract you from work?
Yeah, they want to meet my partner.
But I'm your partner.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. Looks like the Beast and Ramona are in quite a pickle this time, and it would look incredibly suspicious for the Beast to show up without any date at all. And it's not like they could ask another demon to fill the role. Asking another demon to pretend to be dating someone in front of a government official is basically like asking someone to sign the sign this marriage certificate real quick. With no other alternative, the Beast realizes they're going to have to take a risk.
How do I look? This is my first time ever wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, we don't really have time for a fashion show right now, Ramona. We gotta go over the plan before we leave.
I know. Show up to this party, kiss up to your rude boss, make sure no one knows I'm human.
Ramona, this is serious. If anyone finds out you're not a demon, we're both in huge trouble.
How much trouble?
Let's put it this way. You know what they call the only other demon who's been caught dating someone illegally?
What?
Azrael the ritualistically neutered.
Jesus.
And slaughtered.
Okay. I get the picture. Let's just get this over with.
With spoons.
Ding dong. Al, welcome to my humble little palace. Come on in.
To no one's surprise, the party is being held at the monster's home. He loves to take any opportunity he can to brag about his ginormous house and all the human-related paraphernalia inside.
Wow, this place is amazing! Is that a human body you're wearing?
Oh, you noticed. Yes, I got this imported straight from Earth. It was expensive, but worth every penny.
Man, that's just like you. You always love to strut around like a peacock.
Says you. At least I don't have to rely on dirty connections to get things like a name.
Yeah, whatever, monster.
The privilege of having a human form is usually only reserved for the highest level of demons. After all, they're the ones who need it if they're going to be tempting people all the time. When the monster was promoted, he wanted to show off his wealth by getting his very own body. What he didn't realize is that there's a reason that only the demons who work in the temptations department wear human bodies. Low-class demons like imps can't handle them, too full of feeling sweat. So now the monster is wearing a body that's about 3 sizes too small and having to devote all of his energy to preventing himself from bursting apart at the seams. If you look closely, there it is, you can hear it too. You can see the cracks in the monster's human form starting to tear. In the spaces between his teeth and in the seams between his fingernails and skin and in the purplish-black tendrils of his true form, you can all see it all start to slowly leak out of his body. Of course, Al fears the monster too much to point it out, but you know, that'd be like asking to get demoted.
Ding dong!
I'll get it.
Oh, hello, beast, and whoever you are.
Hello there, you monster. Nice shoe buckles. What are you, a founding father?
I see you managed to find a partner with quite the personality. I'm glad you both made it here okay. To be honest, I wasn't sure if either of you would even know how to use the doorbell, since it's from Earth and all.
Hey, I've been to Earth. Huh? I work up there and everything. You think I don't know what a lousy doorbell is?
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Yes. I forgot, silly me. Now hurry in. This is an expensive neighborhood, and you two walking around too much might drive the property value down. So, Beast, how have you been? I almost didn't recognize you, what with the faux human form and all. Especially since I don't think I've seen you since you applied for your job as a scarer. And before that, the last time I saw you was when you cruelly abandoned me on a street corner after calling me toxic.
I've been good, thanks.
Good? Guess I'm not the only demon familiar with earthly colloquialisms. What did you say your name was again, Temptress?
I'm Optimum Formidulosis Hominem Everso for short.
Your name is the best overthrower of fearful men?
I guess.
I should explain. Upon arriving in Hell, Ramona had gotten a pretty bad headache while trying to process that she was in a realm with 4 dimensions. The Beast suggested the age-old solution of alcohol and handed Ramona a bottle of whiskey. On the walk to the monster's house, Ramona drank the whole bottle before smashing it on the ground and declaring that it must be defective, because she was seeing in 5 dimensions. Her outburst was met with a few cheers by the other demons on the street, for there are even layabouts in Hell.
Well, it's terrible to meet you, Everso.
Yep, samesies.
Ding dong!
Oh, that would be the rest of my very high-class guests. I'll be back in just 1 second.
After letting one in and getting everyone settled, the monster led all the party guests to his dining room. For dinner, the monster had what he considered some of the finest earthly delicacies imported straight from the green and blue planet itself. To the other demons, they felt like they're eating a menagerie of five-star food. To Ramona, it feels like cafeteria lunch.
This corned beef with a zucchini glaze is just horrendous. I can't seem to put my fork down.
Have you tried the white chocolate-coated durian? It's to die for!
Thank you both so much. Only the best for my fellow demons. I'm particularly proud of the dessert we'll be having soon. Beef fat coated in something the humans call pixie stick.
Ooh. What is a pixie stick?
What is pixie stick? What is a pixie stick?
No idea, but it sounds fancy.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
Ever so. You're probably the second most knowledgeable demon here when it comes to the Earth culture. The first being myself, of course. What do you think of the food? How is your pasta salad?
It's all right.
Really? Because you've hardly touched anything on your plate. Are you rejecting my meal and all the hard work I paid to others to put into it? Because that would be quite rude.
No, she's not being rude. She's just airing the flavors out. It's a common practice on Earth. They like to take all the food and push it around so all the icky flavors evaporate and only the good ones are left.
Airing the flavors out.
Yeah, Clementine, what are you talking about? Ah!
Ignore her. You don't tell me you never heard of this incredibly common Earth practice. I mean, you are the resident expert on Earth culture.
No, I suppose I just forgot. Carry on, ever so. Now that you mention it, perhaps I should air out my own meal, too. Oh, and nice name, Clementine. Did your girlfriend buy it for you?
Yes.
Well, it's just so puny and adorable. It really suits you. Ever so, tell us about your work. Have you done any exciting temptations recently?
Not for work, no. To be honest, my job can be pretty boring most of the time. Oh, but a little less than a year ago, I tempted this little cutie into a date.
You two have been seeing each other for almost a year and keeping it a secret. Do you realize how much trouble you could get in if the Antichrist found out about this?
Crap.
Like, I care what that guy thinks. I'm on Earth all the time anyway. What are y'all gonna do to me up there? Lord knows Satan can't even leave hell.
Ever so? Any demon with a brain knows not to say the L word.
What, in L-word. Vain? L-word.
At all, you know, Clementine. For someone who claims to hate me because I'm toxic and I'm mean, you sure managed to find quite a prick for a girlfriend. And that's just like you, though. You go running to any old bag that gives you attention, you pathetic excuse of a demon.
Hey! No one calls my partner names like that. Who do you think you are anyway, you ugly little human wannabe?
That's it! Both of you! Get out of my house!
Fine. Like, we want to put up with you anyway. You know what?
Sweetie...
The way you treat others is completely unacceptable. I have half a mind to shove my foot right up your...
Ever so ixnay!
No, Clementine. The monster needs to hear this. I get why you don't want to tell off your boss, but I have no problem giving him a piece of my mind.
We should just go.
That's right, Ever so. Listen to your pet.
Oh, Christ! Why do you suck so much? You know what? I am so glad we are not the same species. I would kill myself if I ever had to be associated with you.
What did you just say?
Ever so isn't a demon.
Then what is she?
Beast? For the love of all that is unholy, please tell me you did not hook up with a human?
Ramona, we gotta go.
What are you doing?
Fury! A fury they didn't even know they had! The beast raises its arms as its round orange eyes start glowing brighter than ever before! What once was tattered canvas is set ablaze until the entirety of the beast's torso is covered in roaring embers, their pale hair set alight, burning with all the heat and energy of the sun! The beast roars and points its bony arm at the monster! Before anyone can think to ask what's going on, the burning energy from the beast's body shoots throughout the room in a matter of seconds.
We have to leave now!
Oh my god. Oh my god. Where am I? What just happened? Okay. I'm home. That's good. Oh, Clementine, thanks for getting us out of there. You okay, sweetie? You look awfully pale.
I think we need to break up.
Break up? Clementine, where did you go? You can't just leave me here. Clementine!
And that just about wraps it up for LGUE number 8, episode 8. That was written by our own literal Beetle. Beetle. Also known as Zinfandel
I'm on
Jane.
The edge of my seat, I'm pooping my pants, wondering what's going to happen next.
Well, I find that hard to believe, considering you are the writer, but maybe you're just making up excuses for your incontinence.
I'm wearing pants. I'm wearing a skirt, so I'm pooping my skirt. I misspoke.
For all you people out there who weren't able to hear B there, she said she's pooping her skirt. So, that offer is still up, by the way. If anybody wants to date Zin J, go ahead and give the station a call.
Stop! This is the worst time.
No, it's good. You're vulnerable. You know, that's very, I don't know, I think that's going to be...
For the record, I have not peed myself since I was 8 years old.
Wait, can you say that louder?
Say that
I
one more time.
For the record... I have not peed myself since I was 8 years old.
We were actually not concerned about that particular bodily function that isn't the one you said you were doing in the skirts. You might want to clarify for all those attractive mates out there tuning in to hear your creative work.
Also, what happened when you were 8? Was it a situation?
At 8. No, for real. Like, I'm being put on blast here. I guess I will explain, because there's no normal way out of this.
Nice. We can trade. I'll tell mine next.
So, when I was a kid, the idea of, like, going to the bathroom at night and potentially waking up my parents scared the crap out of me. So, I would just pee the bed.
Gotcha.
But then eventually it got to the point where, like, that made my parents more upset. And
right.
So, what they did to solve the issue was they set an alarm clock at, like, midnight. And they're like, you're getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. And that actually worked, because I was like, okay, well... You know, like, they told me that I need to go do this, so they can't get mad at me if I get up in the middle
right.
of the night.
Right. No, I totally get it. And my story is exactly the same, almost, except it's a little different scenario. I was in karate class.
Okay.
And, you know, we were all sitting here, and the instructor's up there, you know, saying, like, cool shit. And I just really had to pee. But I wasn't going to stop his thing and be like, oh, you know... Maybe I shouldn't go to the bathroom. Oh, sorry. I swore then. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Yeah, Ben.
My bad, guys. The time is 12:47, and I'm sorry that I said a bad word, but it was all with love. So, yeah, that was basically the end of the story. I peed at that time.
Can I share a story of what?
Yes, please do.
Is this speaking up?
Yes.
Am I heard? Okay.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. You are heard and seen.
At the ripe old age of 6 years old, I was in first grade, and I was really shy, and there was a carpet that my class would sit on, and it was the map of the United States.
I love it already.
Which state did you pee on?
Yeah. Wait, we got it.
Don't ruin it, don't ruin it.
So the teacher... sorry, Miss Maruzzi, if you're listening to this. She was really upset at the class. She was really upset at the class. So she was just like standing there, sitting in silence. She was like, that's it. I'm not, no, you can't raise your hand to go anywhere. So I was furiously raising my hand, trying to be like, please, please. And I pissed on the state of California. So, oh. Yeah.
That's actually another word. We're going to mark that.
It's a very, very special show.
That's a really innocuous one, but that word that rhymes with miss is also on the list of seven words, as it turns out. Actually, which I don't blame you for saying
dude,
that.
Oh, dude, wait. I'm so
just,
sorry.
Just 1 second
it's
here, guys.
So,
please note the views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily the views of the WSCA Board of Trustees, underwriters, volunteers, or staff.
Honestly, it's a little bit of a mystery why that word is even on the list. You know, the list is, we'll share the list with you later, and it's basically a elementary school teacher from the 50s wrote it, you know, like
a kindergarten teacher from the 50s.
Yeah. I think it's pinned important. To grapevine.
It's important to use strong language when you're talking about something like this, because there is a serious issue with flooding in California. Like, you want to let the people know about the dangers of climate change.
Inland oceans.
Oh, okay, here's a... All right, so Whiskey Joe's on the way.
Whiskey Joe.
All right.
He's staggering in from his favorite spot.
Everybody.
The alley behind the hardware store.
It was my birthday yesterday, so I'm still on the whiskey.
How's it going, Joe?
Oh, it's going so good. Hey, can I borrow your, Paul, can I borrow your microphone there?
Yeah, sure, take this.
I am voiceless.
Hey, little guy. How's it going?
Using your imagination, what creature do you envision upon hearing this sound?
A hinge.
Oh!
My former uncle, Owen.
Ladies and gentlemen, a serenade from Whiskey Joe.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, anybody who listens to this show knows that I am on a huge Irish folk song kick. So here's one of two Irish songs I'm going to play today. This one, because we're doing a love story, is a love song about a lady named Eileen Aroon. Yes. I know Valley Fair, Eileen Aroon. I know a cottage there, Eileen Aroon. My wife's calling me.
Cameo.
Woo. Honey, you're live on WSCA right now. Yeah!
Goodbye.
Okay, love you, baby.
Bye.
And my wife doesn't listen to the show, but we'll go ahead and apologize to her right now for putting her on it. So there you go. That was my wife, Lily.
Queen Lily.
Lily.
Live from Las Vegas. She's in Las Vegas right now doing a gig.
We get callers from Texas. We get callers from Nevada.
We do. We are nationwide right now.
And how could that be if we're a terrestrial-based radio here on the seacoast of New Hampshire? Well, it must mean that we are online and you can stream us live, like right now, with maybe a second delay. WSCAFM.org. Check us out. Weird People Show, 12 to 2 every Sunday.
Right, so as I was saying, here's a song. It's a love song.
I know Valley Fair, Eileen Aroon. I know a cottage there, Eileen Aroon. There in the valley shade, I know a tender maid. Flower of the hazel glade, I leave. the dance so fleet, Eileen Narun. Who in the song so sweet, Eileen Narun. Her arms are dear to me, dearer her laughter free, dearest is her constancy, Eileen Arun. What would her lover do, Eileen Arun, if she were untrue, Eileen Arun? Fly with a broken chain far o'er the sounding main, never to be loved again. Not here to stay, Eileen Arun. Youth must in time fade away, Eileen Arun. Castles are sacked in war, chieftains are scattered far. Truth is a fixed star, Eileen Arun.
Very,
thank
very
you very
nice.
Much.
Very nice.
Eileen.
Very pretty.
Arun. I'm working on my low voice. It's not great. Okay, now. Isn't that right, little buddy? Oh, he's so cute. Yeah, that's the right direction.
So next
we have our very special segment. It's called Ezra's Corner. Take it away, Ezra!
All right, gang, how are we doing today? I remember the first time where I looked in a squirrel in a tree and understood that that would one day be me. I was running along the branches, and I realized that I wouldn't have to touch the ground as I moved through the neighborhood. Instead, I could travel along the circulatory system of the neighborhood that are the limbs touching, the bows kissing, nudging each other, knuckles caressing knuckles. It was a lovely thought. No homework, no family, no friends, none of that big neighborhood bully. I was always scared of coming after me. Instead, I was simply a squirrel with a nut in my mouth and a promise of a future and a sense of the seasons. This whole country used to be that way. Used to be that, so the saying goes at least, that a squirrel would be able to travel from the northern tip of Maine all the way down to the southern tip of Florida without ever touching the ground. It could just run along the tree limbs and burrows. You had organisms like oak trees, what wide as four men standing with their arms stretched out. You had cod in the Isle of Shoals that were 6 feet tall, 300 years old. They didn't die of natural causes. They just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. A pre-industrial ecosystem stretching from one coast to another. Inhabited, for sure, but not yet despoiled. I couldn't have known looking at that squirrel when I was 6 years old that that was what it one day had, that this grand kingdom, this utopia, was once its. But I had a sense of it. B, can you count out four? Just... Ben, can you start playing on the guitar a little?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you gotta turn me up.
Yeah. Do you want to come join B and we'll do a little song? Folks, this is going to be a song about the hero's journey. I can't be a relatable protagonist, but I can describe one for you. Okay, can you do a vocalizing in the background? Just like something like... Got a bird in my head. I've got glass in my eyes. Yes, I'm just a young man looking for a sunrise. A new job awaits, a new paycheck to cash. So I grab my things, that mattress, and I mash into the trunk of my car, and I head on south. I don't mind if I go far, I don't mind if I run my mouth, cause there's a future of mine waiting out by the sea. And with this future of mine, that's what I'm gonna be. So I sail into town, burdened down with my things. I've got no fine clothes, I've got no gold rings. And I go up to the job site, I look them in the eye, and I say, sir, I'm a man, give me a try. And he says, can you wield a hammer? I say, sir, no, I can't. He says, can you use a tool? And I start to stammer and pant. Then he says, son, this isn't cut out for you. You better turn right around. You don't know what to do. You're a fool, a loser, no thoughts in your head. In this life that you got, why just go home instead? The future is mine, that much I know. The future is mine, as long as I don't slow. So I left the job site, and I went to another and another, and the whole day slipped. I wouldn't bother, but I gotta keep moving, no matter what. I gotta, oh man, I'm tired. I'm tired. Something else, I miss the rent being paid for, I miss having the hell. And I'm in a bar, the window shades are drawn, dust motes floating through the air, puking on someone's lawn. This is gonna work out. Pieces are jagged, no fine clothes, but even the ones that I brought are ragged. Oh god. Oh, oh god. Oh, oh god. Oh, oh.
Yeah! All right, that was from inside Ezra's head. That was Ezra's court, Ezra's dusty corner there, and we're gonna clean it all those cobwebs out, and we're just bathing in the cobwebs and putting them all over our faces, and it feels so good because we love our buddy Ezra's brain stem, baby. Brought to you in part by Rocketco's grassroots voter apathy movement. Are you tired of politics, unsure if your vote matters, fed up with being forced to choose between the lesser of two evils? Stand in solidarity with Rocketco and say no to voting. We here at Rocketco have everything already figured out, so please join us this election season and stay home. Rocketco's grassroots voter apathy movement. No hope? Why vote? Nothing to do with Rocketco.
Rocketco! Not... And by Children's Sleeping Pills. Is your child inconveniently active? Put them right to sleep with Children's Sleeping Pills and get on with your life. Another global solution brought to you by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Need nut? Come to Zorpo Hut of Fresh Nut. We got goose nut, burnt goose nut, new product, smash bake nut paste. Visit Zorpo Nut Hut today and get free nut bag. Offer excludes boat people.
Rock call!
Rock call!
Are you the oldest person you know? Have you lost the ability to do the things you love? Do you feel like you are losing your faculty... faculties. Yep, like me. If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then why not run for public office? Yes, we here at the Rocket Co. Government Acquisition Department are looking for octogenarians plus to run for the public office of our choosing. We will fully fund your campaign, provide you with all the necessary staff, and if you win, we here at Rocket Co. will take care of all the tedious policies and lawmaking while you sit proudly in your chair. So call Rocket Co. today and get that late-blooming political career started. Another major decision made for you by Rocket Co. Cow. Oh my god, Rocket Co. Sorry
Rocket Cow Moon.
Do your kids come home covered in the blood of innocence? I know my Bobby does.
Sorry, Mom.
It's times like these, I'm glad I have my veto. Yes, just one veto and it's like nothing ever happened. Now my Bobby can get out there and do what he does best.
Thanks, Mom.
Don't forget your bunker busters, Bobby. Thanks, veto.
Brought to you by Rocket Co.
Rocket.
Want to bash? Smash? Bash? Come smash. To Barry and Jimmy's rock place.
Yeah, we got rocks to smash, bash. Rock. No trade rock, we give.
Jimmy, smash. Jimmy, no. Come to Barry and Jimmy's rock place for hard bargain.
Hard rocks, bash and smash. Smash!
No,
smash.
Jimmy! No! Come to Barry and Jimmy Rock Place, near bushes. Barry and Jimmy Rock Place, good rocks. Smash!
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 Okay.
Rock. Rock.
Okay, Jimmy.
Rock. Rock.
Okay, and now we're gonna give you a really special presentation. Hold on now. Turn that guitar up, buddy.
Yeah. Turning I'm guitar
turning,
up.
I'm turning.
Guitar turning.
Oh, yeah, it is. Okay, good.
Door open.
Okay, you guys. This is special. Okay. Okay, so we're going to start with the lab noise.
Uh-huh.
And then we're gonna take it out and then add on top of it the other stuff, right? Okay. Okay.
Folks, this is what it sounded like when Pablo Picasso mixed his paints. All right, you're listening to real technical stuff of genius happening right now. We don't even know what's coming next as members of this show.
Yeah.
Laboratory Journal of Professor of Mad Sciences Lymphoma Jasmine Heart Daffodil. 20th of Marcus, 3901, PPPR. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, why in Fletcher's name has they not given up? Why has they continued this radical pursuit? When each one of these peers has told they that this will never work, and they is starting to believe them? After all, I know it's true. I know this will never work. I know that harnessing sexotronic radiation is nothing but a nymphonic dream, and yet 12 years of research and 301 failed tests, I think this is the moment I've been waiting for. No, I know it. I know this will work. Only one way to find out. Okay, sexotronic alignment complete. Energy levels optimal. Let's see here. Increasing moisture quotient by 4%. Overall size of fuzzy dome increased to 8 inches in diameter by 2.5 inches in height. Undulation frequency increased to 1 hump per 2.5 seconds. Okay. Nothing left to do but get up on this table and straddle this fuzzy dome. Okay. Initiating hump drive test number 302. Drive is engaged. Okay. Okay. Sexotronic energy at 20 maxijoules. 25. 50. 200. It's working. It's actually working. Look out, galaxy. Here comes the hump drive. Making about a cool safe. Altitude and speed. Hump drive. Reaching energy levels of efficiency recently unheard of. Hump drive.
Captain BJ Bienafinger, emergency log entry.
Fifth of Zwift 3953 PPR. I and the valiant crew of the Andalee are being pursued by the nefarious and aggressive Aqueduct. We push the hump drive as far as she can go, but the Aqueducts are coming from behind. Pretty soon, they'll be all over us.
Captain, another direct hit on our hindquarters and we're done for.
They've pulverized our gluteus power inverters, Cap. Thrusters are at half mast and dropping.
We've got to get out of here. I've got a crazy idea, but it's worth a shot. Drip, Clematis, we're going to engage the hump drive together.
You mean all three of us?
That's right, Drip. All three of us.
Won't that overload the ejaculative coils?
It's a chance we'll have to take.
Well, okay.
Come on now. Let's all get up there. Let me get my leg over.
Okay, move. Is this better?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's better.
All right, everyone. Engaging hump drive and heave-ho! Oh.
Oh.
Wow.
It's working! It's definitely working!
We're getting away!
Thank Fletcher for the...
Making the galaxy safe for democracy and greed!
Hop drive!
Reaching speeds previously unheard of!
Hop drive!
Dr. V.D. Pillowhuffer, 7th of Philip, 3982, post-post planetary reconstruction. 5 decades of preparation and engineering have brought us here to the zenith of human creation. For today, I shall transform this lifeless rock, known as HPV-7, into a thriving, habitable planet in a matter of seconds.
And just think, Doctor, after we've done whatever it is we're about to do, this dried-up, mushy old planet will be totally transformed.
Oh, that's right, Ludafis. After we've done... In just a few moments, this world will become a sopping delta of fertility, with life bursting from every hole. Okay, I'm set here. You ready?
Oh, it should be... ready, Doctor.
All right, people, this is it. Data team, prepare to mount your units. Gamma team, mount and engage.
Pillowhopper to Southern Hemisphere.
Southern Hemisphere, go ahead.
Southern Hemisphere.
All teams, mount and engage.
All teams, mount and engage. Roger.
All right, everyone. And pump! You too, Ludafis.
Yes, Doctor.
Ow.
Oh! 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 Whoa! Oh! 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 Oh!
Moisture levels and temperature rapidly increasing. It's working!
Doctor, the sky is turning blue!
Good Marcus! Some might call it a miracle, but I call it the...
Hump Trail!
Hump Drive not available in sectors M26, G44, and Snorg Alpha. This product is not for the poor. For more information, please visit our sub Earth Commerce by opening your eyes and thinking Rocket Co. Do not think of turnips.
Rocket Co. Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Woo! Okay! That was our little infomercial there.
This is the Weird People Show reminding you that your enemies have emotional problems, your critics are blind, and that you're totally flawless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, next up, coming up here, we have a little special treat. This is our second little play du monde, if you will. This is the second episode in our Voila series.
Ooh.
And the story behind this is that I was once cleaning out a theater in the 90s, or in the early 2000s in New York City, and I uncovered this script that had been written in the mid-90s. Okay. And apparently it had been submitted and rejected because it was at the bottom of this dirt filthy pile. You know, there's another part of the story with cockroaches, but we don't have to go into that one. Now, here we go. So this is the second episode, okay? In the first episode, we meet Bob, who has his own little cooking show, and it's so cute, and he's kind of an idiot. In fact, everyone in the show is kind of an idiot, and he tries to, and he has his power turned off, okay? So he what does he do to get his power turned back on to get the money? He goes to a sperm bank and donates sperm.
He's kind of a virile guy.
Yeah. And so his neighbor, Tertia, was kind of lonely. And so she went ahead and visited that very same fertility clinic that very same day. And that's how our story opens and begins. Oh, but wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Just talk amongst yourselves for 1 second.
Does anybody know the definition of the term eureka?
It doesn't have a definition. It's something that just emerged spontaneously because it was inspired. The same way an inventor was inspired to create the invention.
Gotcha. Would that have been a eureka moment that Ben just had? I'm sorry. The carpenter? I'm sorry. A Whiskey Joe?
I don't think he's any of these things. I think he's a whole new entity, armed with the sitar and whatever inspiration drove him to pick it up. I don't know about a eureka moment, but I'm having a eukaryotic moment right now. I'm freaking out, guys. Yeah, I feel like a multicellular organism.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you Tertia's World.
And then they said that guy had just come in the day before, and I said, wow, a fresh cook? What more could I ask for? So they popped it in, and voila, I've got one in the oven. I'm pregnant, Bob.
Congratulations, Tertia.
That wraps up our previously on, and now an episode of Tertia's World. We are in Tertia's apartment. There is sitar music playing in the background. There are tapestries covering the wall, and candles are surrounding her of every kind. They are all lit, and she is in deep meditation. Wait, let her meditate for a second.
Oh my god.
Bring!
Oh. Okay. Tertia! Oh, hi, Mom. No, Mom, I didn't meet any cute boys since yesterday.
Did you go to the post office like I suggested?
Stop it, Mom. I'm trying to get in touch with my inner self.
Well, I'd like you to get in touch with an outer self.
No, Mom, for my own inner self is just fine.
You're fine. Aren't you in your apartment never leaving just to look at candles?
Look, Mom, I gotta go. The toast is burning, or I'm having a stroke. Either way, better than talking to you. Bye.
She hangs up the phone, lights some incense, and smudges herself vigorously. She calms down a little and gets back into her lotus position to meditate.
Ah! Enter!
Oh, hey there, Tertia. What's swinging?
Hi, Ed.
Hey, Tertia, you seem kind of down. Are you okay?
Well, Ed, the fact is I...
Hey, have you ever seen that movie Rain Man? I love that movie. That guy Dusty Hoffman, he really does a good job impersonating a moron, don't you think?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you know, I was at the laundromat the other day, and there was these two broads making out. It was awesome! I couldn't take my eyes off those broads, and so as a result, I left my plastic boxers melt in the dryer. Oh, well. Take the good with the bad, am I right, Tertia?
Ed, both you and I know that you wouldn't have come here if you didn't want something.
Tertia, you see through me like a chick's blouse.
Let me guess. You want some of my tea tree aloe lubricant again?
Bingo!
Be right back.
Tertia exits through a bead curtain. Ed systematically sniffs every candle in the room. Tertia comes back with the lotion in her hand.
Here you go. Well, you can keep the bottle.
Thanks, Tertia. Hey, you're a doll. I'll see ya.
Exit Ed. Tertia smudges herself again, trying to regain composure. She sits back down on the floor and gets into a meditative state for a moment.
What? Come in.
Hey, Tersh, how's it going? I had a great show today, maybe the best one ever. We made strawberry kiwi bonbons. They turned out fantastic. I really think the crew is starting to warm up to me, you know?
Bob, I'm in a period of intense pain.
Oh, gotcha. Can I interest you in a hot toddy, then? Or some St. John's wort? Midol, Nuprin, tampon?
No, Bob. Not that kind of period of intense pain. In fact, that's the only kind of period I want right now.
I don't get it, Tersha. What's wrong?
I'm pregnant, Bob. I told you that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. But I thought you wanted to be pregnant.
I did, but, well, no, I guess I don't. I mean, I still do, but, well, I guess I'm just kind of confused.
Tersha, it's clear to me exactly what your problem is. Do you have any rice milk? I need to make myself a quick horchata.
Yes, I mean, you do. I mean, it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. You have a burning need for unconditional companionship and love, but you don't have the self-confidence... Oh, that is good. To raise a delicate living thing from infancy to maturity. I suggest some practice.
Yes, I mean, what do you mean? I mean, I know exactly what you mean. I mean, what do you mean by practice?
You should get a puppy. It's like a little kid, except not such a big deal. You could raise it, see what it's like to take care of something, but you wouldn't have to worry about screwing up my kid. I mean, your kid.
Wow, that sounds so groovy. I feel the bad energy dissolving from my body. Wow. Yeah, Bob, I'll get a puppy.
Awesome. I'll give you a ride. Let's go.
Tersha's World.
Exterior day shot of the apartment with theme music. I dislike to. Okay, now we see the interior of Tersha's apartment. She's sitting on her couch playing with her new puppy.
Let's see. George Harrison. Here, Georgie. Come here, Hurton. No, that's not right. Oh, I know. Jerry Garcia, come here, Gargar. Time for walkies, Jerry Pie. No, that won't work either. I just don't know what to name you. Come in.
It's Darlene, the southern neighbor.
Hello there, Tersha Bale.
Hi, Darlene. This is my new puppy.
Oh, wow, that is absolutely the cutest thing I've seen in my entire life. Hello there, Schnookums. Gucci, Gucci, Goo. Why aren't you just the cutest little thing? I could swallow you up like Jonah with that big old whale. Yes, you are, little thing.
I'm trying to think of a name for it. I mean, him.
Well, you know, Tersha, I can think of just one thing I think of when I see this precious little puppy.
What is it? Dave, Alvin, Theodore, what?
Dairy Queen. I tell you what, Tersha, if I had this little angel, I would only name him one thing, and that's Dairy Queen.
Yep.
Why? Just look at him.
Yeah, Darlene. I see now that you're right. This dog's name is Dairy Queen. Thank you, Darlene, for showing me the truth.
Yep.
Now, might I interest you in some lemon chamomile chill-out tea?
Ha ha ha!
Oh, shoot, Tersha, we don't have time for any of that. I came to pick you up for work. Mr. Schlumheimer's healthy juice is going to be mad if you're late again.
Yeah, I was so caught up in this whole puppy thing that I forgot about my, job. Okay, Jerry, I gotta go to work now. I'll be back in, 8 hours, okay? Just stay here and, make yourself at home, I guess?
Yep!
Bye.
Exit Darlene and Tersha. Fade to black. They come back into the apartment. It is nighttime outside. Tersha turns on the lights.
Oh, what a day at the office, huh, Tert?
Ugh, if I have to cut one more blade of wheatgrass, I swear. Hey, what's that smell? Dairy. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Dairy Queen pooped on my Robbie Shanker records. No.
Ha, ha, ha.
Geez, Tersha, it looks like you just learned the hard way that mothering ain't all it's cracked up to be.
I sure did, Darlene.
I sure did.
Exterior day shot of the apartment building with theme music. Inside, Tertia is happily feeding some fish, and the phone rings. Bring, bring!
Tertia!
Yes, Mother.
Oh, hey, Mom.
Hello to you, too.
Oh, I see.
Yes, Mother. As a matter of fact, I did meet a couple of cute boys.
More fun than surprising.
Yeah, they're in my apartment right now.
That's a little obscene.
Yeah, you're right, Mom.
Hold on!
Pause.
Take two. Phone rings.
Huh?
There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, way too much.
I can't believe you're trying to silence women.
Ring, ring, ring!
Hey, Tertia! Hi, Mom. Yes, Mother. As a matter of fact, I did meet a couple of cute boys.
What's the prayer?
Yeah, they're in my apartment right now.
What's the food?
Yeah, you're right, Mom. We don't want to keep them waiting.
Oh my God, that's not really a show. We're fine.
Talk to you later. Bye, Mom. Enter!
Hey! How's it going, Tersh? Do you want a Mai Tai? I hauled out a pineapple. I just made myself a Mai Tai. You want me to haul you out one?
Well, I don't want to steal it if it's your Tai.
Well, okay. That's fine. It's really good, actually. You know, oh man, it was really good. Hold on. I gotta go make myself another one. I'll be right back. Okay, so anyway, how's it going?
I'm all right. You know, I actually had one of the best days of my existence today. First, I went to the pound and got rid of that stupid dog. Then I went to the pet store and got these cute little fish.
Oh, wow. That's great, Tersh.
Yeah. And then I went to the clinic and got a groovy abortion.
What? I mean, congratulations. I mean, neat.
Oh no, your Tai. But yeah, it was really neat. Say, can I come over for a kiwi banana smoothie?
Absolutely. You want that with or without a fetus?
Tertia's World!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, and that wraps it up for our very special presentation of Tersh's World. that was a delight. Thanks for doing that with me, guys. And you're welcome.
Alrighty, babe, bye!
Yeah.
Now,
I have a song that's related to that. It's another Irish song I'm playing on the harp. But this one's a lot more fun. Isn't that right, Mr. Mousy?
Yeah, that's right.
What do you think about songs, Mr. Mousy?
I love him. Oh.
Mr. Mousy, I love you. Well, but I really do. I love you, Mousy. Oh. Okay, sound guy left. Never mind. All right, now this is a story, okay? Well, Jack was a sailor who roved through the town, and she was a damsel who skipped up and down. Said the damsel to Jack as she passed him by, "Oh, would you care for to purchase some queer bungle, right at right? Father diddle, right at right at right." Okay, wait a minute now. This is a sing-along. So there's a chorus to this. And it goes like this.
You guys have to sing, too. You guys, you two sing, or you sing along.
Can you sing along with me?
Oh, no, I can't sing.
Yes, you can. Oh. You just sang.
Oh, well, that was a while ago.
Sing this with me, and you too, cowboy. It goes like this. Father diddle, right, laddy, right, raddy, right. Father diddle, right, raddy, right, raddy, right. Father diddle, right, raddy, right, raddy, right. Father diddle, right, raddy, right, raddy, right. Father laddy, raddy, right, raddy. Now stop!
Oh, goodness.
Now, as I said, Jack was a sailor who strolled through the town, and she was a damsel who skipped up and down. Said the damsel to Jack, as she passed him by, "Oh, would you care for to purchase some queer bungle, right, addy, right?" Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right. Good. Thought Jack to himself. Now what can it be but the finest rare whiskey from far Germany? Smuggled up in a basket and sold on the sly, and the name that it goes by is Queer Bungle, right, addy, right. Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right. Jack gave her a pound, and he thought nothing strange. She said, "Hold on the basket while I run for your change." Jack looked in the basket, and a child he did spy. "I'll be damned," said Jack, "this is Queer Bungle, right, raddy, right. Father diddle, right, raddy, right, raddy, right." So, of course, to get the child christened was Jack's first intent. So to get the child christened, to the parson he went. Said the parson to Jack, "What will he go by?" "I'll be damned," said Jack, "call him Queer Roddy, right, addy, right. Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right." Yeah. Said the parson to Jack, "That's a very queer name. I'll be damned," it said Jack, "in a queer way he came. Smuggled up in a basket and sold on the sly, and the name that he'll go by is Queer Bungle, right, addy, right. Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right." So all you bold sailors that strove through the town, beware of the damsels that skip up and down. Take a look in their basket as they pass you by, or else they may pawn on your queer bungle, right, addy, right. Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right. Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right. Father diddle, right, addy, right, addy, right.
Yes, that's a good one.
Oh, it is.
It makes me feel so lovely and nice. And
that was how I was adopted myself. I was sold in a market in a port city. It was, well, it would have been traumatizing if I wasn't just a wee baby, so I don't really remember it. But luckily my adopted parents were quite nice, and they were very not abusive and all that, so I became a pirate, of course.
Right, Addy, right.
Right! Ha! Yeah.
That's the laser blast of excitement, everybody.
I had my boss over for dinner, and his wife made a comment about how yellow my cabinets were getting. Guess who didn't bet the promotion he was gunning for? Is yellow cabinet and furniture... Is yellow furniture and cabinetry adversely affecting your social status? Attorney in Labs has your solution. Introducing All White, a groundbreaking new product guaranteed to leave your furniture and cabinetry sparkling white. Yes, simply apply a liberal layer of All White to our patented All White wipey wipe pad. Wipe away, and your furniture and cabinetry will be as white as the inception date. Since I started using All White, my cabinets are pearly white again. Hello, promotion. Introducing All White from Attorney in Labs, available at your local commissary. All White. So white, it's Wong.
Shh. Hey, you.
What?
You over here. Psst. Surveillance state getting you down. Are you tired of every move and thought being tracked by companies like Rocket Go? Check it out. Try Shack in the Woods. Yeah. Shack in the Woods offers you the most dilapidated shacks located in the most remote corners of the world. Crawl under a rock with Shack in the Woods. Another global solution imposed by Rocket Go.
This is Rocket Go.
Rocket Go.
Are you lonely on dark and stormy nights? Do you wish your doors and windows would have startling slams more often?
Ah!
Hoping for a reliable presence in your life? Here at Rocket Co., we sustainably farm friendly spirits that can make any house feel like a happy haunted home. The phantoms we collect have unfinished business, not being your house guest for eternity. With a monthly subscription to our services, Ghostful will rearrange your furniture, rattle your bedroom windows, scream in the middle of the night, leave trails of swine blood, bring dead animals to your doorstep, randomly activate all your kitchen appliances, take the batteries out of your smoke alarms, distance you from your family, and more. Because are you actually seeing the paranormal, or just feeling lonely? Ghostful by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Make better even more good. Turn success into even more success. Let failure inspire you to work harder. Turn apathy into obsession. Strive for more, even if it kills you. Make sacrifice your first priority. Work yourself to death. Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Does your overly expressive face betray your true emotions to your loved ones? Do people infer things from your face that you don't want them to, like your age or whether or not you're joking? Would you like to trade your living human face for the expressionless death mask of a Hollywood starlet? Well, instead of finding friends and family you can be vulnerable around, trot yourself down to Al's Face Fill and get your face filled. Our patented mixture of lime, sand, and water will make your face rock hard for life. But don't take my word for it. Here's one of our satisfied customers now. Al's Face Fill. You don't want to be living with a living face anymore.
Rocket Cool.
Rocket Cool.
And PetBot. PetBot uses patented algae robotic technology to anticipate your pet cat, dog, or possum's undesirable behavior and make appropriate adjustments to your reality so you don't have to. PetBot's combination of suction, time travel, and electric shock ensures that you can relax and ignore your pet entirely. PetBot, another solution forced upon the world by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Stop working. Oh, it got pulled out.
Whoa, hold on a second. Did I step on it again?
That's 2 weeks in a row I stepped on a cord and unplugged
it.
There is a saboteur in our midst.
I'll make it up to the thing or something. Yeah.
Little did they know, a conspirator conspiring within oneself, his own self. It's a conspiracy of one, which isn't a conspiracy at all.
You can conspire with yourself if you have enough voices.
Okay.
Here's what we do.
Pull the cable out. Tex, I shouldn't do that. We're on the air. Tex, pull the cable out.
Tex, don't do your taxes.
Stop it.
Tex, don't do your taxes. Don't do them. The government wants you pushing numbers around. What is this, high school again? Come
on,
man.
These voices in my head. That one doesn't even sound like me. I'm really losing it.
Waste cakes again? Oh, Mom.
Is your family tired of dry, tasteless, recycled waste? Well, Attorney in Labs has your solution. Introducing the MoistMax 3150, the finest waste rehydrator ever made, featuring multiple settings from loaf to sliders.
Wow, these waste burgers are awesome. Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, MoistMax 3150. The MoistMax 3150, the waste rehydrator for the discriminating palate. Available now at your local commissary. Attorney in Labs, ding dong.
Shoes. Are your feet bleeding? That's because you haven't been wearing shoes. Shoes! Providing essential pedal protection since rocks. Shoes. Another age-old tradition co-opted by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Do you want children? Of course you do. Reproduction licenses are easier than ever to acquire. When Calvin and I decided it was time to have our baby, I was nervous. I had heard a lot of stories from my girlfriends about how hard it was to get legal. But things have changed. The process is so quick and easy now. After I filed my application, took my competence exam, and had my vetting, I received my pregnancy approval in just 3 short years. Now we have little Eloise. Say hi, honey. Isn't she beautiful? Apply for pregnancy approval today and get legal.
Ow, everybody. That was the one.
That was the one. For the book.
Woo!
For the money.
Melt meal. The meal that melts. Yes, just a few short minutes in the microwave, clothes dryer, or conventional oven, and melt meal melts into an edible puddle. Spoon it, mop it, suck it, bop it with a straw. You've got to clean it up somehow. Yes, melt meal. The meal that melts. Invented by Rocket Co.
Rocket Co.
Rocket Co. Are you an artist? Of course you are, you dweeb. Do you have exquisite taste? Of course you do, you dweeb. Do you go out of your way to shop responsibly? Absolutely yes, you dweeb. That's why you needn't live one more day without the Rocket Co. Artisanal Paint Set. Paint your true feelings about yourself with Congolese cobalt blue, rich Chilean copper, or elegant Russian nickel. Express your inner darkness with Outback Lithium Black. All our materials are mined artisanally the old-fashioned way, without the use of machinery or shoes, just good old-fashioned slave labor. And who could forget everyone's favorite color? Green! Extracted directly from the irises of sustainably sourced lost children. The Rocket Co. Artisanal Paint Set. Paints the world. Paint the world red on your terms, dweebs.
Rocket Co. Dweebs.
And you know, this is brought to you in part by Al's Landfill. Think you're doing the world a favor by recycling those plastic bottles? Guess what, schmuck? 95% of that plastic gets inserted directly into the nostrils of sea turtles. By me. So why not give up the ghost and tote it on down to Al's Landfill? Al's Landfill! The earth will be fine. What's the matter with you?
Hey. Al's Landfill!
Brought to you by not caring about things.
Oh.
All right now. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Do you want to kill some...
No, we will want to not kill some time, but we had another segment that we forgot about, and we are going to feature that our two... we have two... You guys don't know this, okay? Oh. But there are two literary moguls here in the studio with us who are publishers. They're... It's like...
You can tell from the smell.
It's like Conde Nasty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah! Come on!
Like the travel magazine?
Isn't that the guy that owns NBC or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, he is. Anyway, So, there's two zines, okay, that you guys have to know about. One of them's on the analog side, okay? And it's so on the analog side that we are considering purchasing a mimeograph. That's how on the analog side it. On the other side, we got Digimon. Mr. Ezra, okay?
Good evening. So
there's two zines we want to tell you about. Let's go have Cowboy go first.
Well, what I was going to suggest, just looking at the clock, maybe this is good to break it up into either him or I rather than both. I'm wondering how much time you're looking for this, just glancing at our clock here.
Will you just read something?
Okay.
No, it'll be quick. We're going to do this. We're going to do a 5-minute segment right now of both of them. Okay.
And
we're not going to read tons of material, but we're just going to give a little taste and tell a little bit about your thing and how we can get it. Okay.
All right. Hey, guys. Tex Patterson here, also known as Moxie Mike, also known as Delightful. Many, many names out there. Amongst other things, I have a little independent music label hustle that I do that focuses on outsider artists, you know, people that record in their home studios without the ambition of fame, capital gain, anything like that. Just artists that do it for being artists. I try to find them and get them on the label, get them involved with recordings. Yeah. And if that doesn't happen, then I try to highlight them in this homemade magazine, also known as a zine I have called Taco Rat. You might have seen them around the station here. I don't know how many are in the community in Portsmouth at this point. They are spread out amongst Portland,
yeah, we gotta get
Maine, where I am. And
So when you're up there, keep an eye out for it, Taco Rat. And yeah, like I said, we highlight outsider artists, mostly in the Sonic realm, as it's a kind of adjunct to help promote the label that I do. But most all of the things I'm reviewing are things I have nothing to do with, but get sent to me, rather, by underground artists across the nation and even the world. Along with some of those music reviews from the submissions that I get, and telling you where you can contact these people and even strike up pen pal relationships with them, because this is all on such the ground level of things.
Tell us about a couple of the artists that you're talking about.
Okay, cool. Well, for music, sure. We will lean into, there were two tapes in the second volume of this magazine I'm holding in my hand right now. They were split releases, which, in case the radio listeners don't know, that's when one entity shares an album with another entity, usually due to the fact their original product maybe was too short to put to physical media, or they went well together and it was cross-promotion. These two tapes come from you, to you by a group called Zabisco Cracker, as well as a group called Mauricio. I believe they're both singular people. And these are field recordings. It's really cool. They're cassettes, and one's called Amphibian. And they just went out at night and recorded the sounds of the lake and the marsh in two different places around the country. And it's basically just an entire tape-length side of the natural sounds of night on the river marsh, of the frogs croaking and whatnot. The other one is a release called Mowin', as in you're mowing your lawn, and it's exactly what you would think. It was just the soundscape of somebody doing yard work and mowing their lawn. These are really luminally familiar soundscapes. Like, this is something we all know, right? It's very familiar, but once you remove the visual and all you're left with is the audio, it really just takes on a whole new meaning. I found them quite engaging and... honestly, just weird enough that I really wanted to highlight them in this magazine that's full of very bizarre, weird recordings.
Oh, yeah.
So they're super cool. It's available through Grandmother's House Records.
Grandmother House Records.
And that's grandmothershouse.bandcamp.com if you want to do streaming, free streaming on that. I believe they are free.
All right. That's good, Dick Cowboy. That's perfect for our little segment there. Now, watch out. That's called Taco Rat.
Taco Rat.
You know what? We're gonna get a bunch of copies out here in Portsmouth. That's something we really need to do. And we're going to do it. So now, Ezra, tell us about your zine. You're on episode...
Yeah, fifth edition of, it's called End Time, whatever. Have you ever wanted to start a band, but you have no musical talent, and you have too much pride to start, or sense to start a podcast? Okay, this is what this is. It's a magazine, my friends send in stuff, we publish it, it's beautiful. We have The Cream for the Creamers, where my friend just reviews all the movies he saw, and gives you recommendations. He's a film bro, he's disgusting, but he puts out beautiful art. We have Horoscopes. Okay, we have Amtrak Thoughts, where one of us just rides the train and types up what they think. Disgusting as well. We have Sage, who writes beautiful things on feminism, sex, and the power of subversive spaces. We have sci-fi themed poetry. We have Marxist interpretations of the book On the Road. We have French pieces from authors you would recognize if you read the piece. We do little French short stories. We have article heads, where a guy just reads out sections of the New York Times and comments on them. And then we have stuff on politics, stuff on personal stuff, some comedy, some fiction, or whatever. That's not the point. The point is, how can you get this? Okay, here it comes. If you're genuinely interested in this, this is the email. Ezra, E-Z-R-A, dot F, dot Schrader, S-C-R-H, S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R, at gmail.com. Now, if you need me to spell my last name correctly again, that's S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R, at gmail.com. Okay, you want End Time, just email Ezra.F.Schrader, at gmail.com. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ezra! There are members of the show that contribute to that magazine as well.
Allegedly.
Now, yes, both of these things are woefully under-distributed, and we here at the Weird People Show are going to make our best efforts to blow them up, as the kids say. So, and that was effort number one.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Weird People Show.
Dimly lit in here? There's a little... I would think so, yes. The temperature is a little uncomfortable, too. I feel so emotional about it, I might just... sing?
Well, Whiskey Joe could probably say it better than we are right now.
That's a good
All right, now, everybody gather around your microphones, because we want to say hello to everyone before we leave, okay? I want first to say thanks to everybody who came along and helped us out, especially our two new friends here, who are incredibly fabulous, and we will please, please do come back and join us another time, okay? By that, I mean every time from now on. Now it's about time to sing our little goodbye song here, which is actually called Lucky Angel. And y'all will just kind of, you'll get it. Okay, you're just going to sing along with us. You could just ooh ah if you want to. There's perfect places to ooh and ah. So here's how the song goes. It goes like this. Well, it's dark as heck out here. And it's a long walk home. And it seems like all the street lights have all gone out on their own. But tonight, I'll be a lucky angel, and I'll throw up those who try to do you harm tonight. I'll keep away the psychos, or at least at the length of an arm. Well, it's hot as hell down here. Seems like this train will never come. And in every nook into which I look, I see another psycho. But tonight, I'll be a lucky angel, and I'll reward those who try to do you harm tonight. Keep away the psycho. Or at least at the length of an arm. All right, now, I want to thank everybody here. And this is the Weird People Show. Starting to my left, we got a friend. He's my friend. We went to college together a long time ago, way back before the towers fell. And his name is Mossy Mike. Woo! To my right, we got Ezra, and this is Daisy Wine Wyatt. Daisy Wine Wyatt!
Daisy Wine Wyatt!
We're gonna start a riot at Daisy Wine Wyatt! Zinjay, yo. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Tell us something.
Speak. I like bunnies.
Yeah! Oh. Woo-hoo! I bet I like you! Across from me is Yael. Come on. Do it. Say that louder.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey. Woo. What's up, Al?
Hey.
Yo.
Yeah. Yo.
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 Exactly perfect. It's 1:59.
We can't forget Whiskey Joe.
No, don't forget
me.
Forget
Whiskey Joe.
My name is Whiskey Joe. What do you know?
It's Whiskey Joe.
It's Whiskey Joe.
Whiskey Joe.
Thank you, Whiskey Joe, for doing everything that you do.
Yes.
This has been the Weird People Show, and we are obediently yours. We want to remind you to love yourselves and love each other. Goodbye.